In today's Debriefing the Law podcast, we bring you a special service announcement on when it might be time to get a new lawyer. As Donald Trump learned the hard way, there are times when one needs to seriously consider getting a new lawyer. The relationship has run its course and it's time to move on. For example, if you are sitting in your living room watching the evening news and you hear a tape-recorded conversation between you and your lawyer that you had no idea was ever made, yeah, it might be time to get a new lawyer. While Trump learned these important lessons the hard way, you don't have to. As a public service, I have decided to come up with a list of situations where a person would be wise to find new counsel. I am confident that the American Bar Association will be calling me any day asking for my permission to repost this list. Consider it permission granted. All right, let's get started. If your attorney has an office in a van down by the river, it might be time to get a new lawyer. With all due props to the late, great Chris Farley, officing out of a van, conversion or mini, it's not a good look for motivational speakers or for attorneys. Yeah, I get it. It's a waterfront, but so is a sewage plant. Move on. Don't use that lawyer. All right. If your lawyer regularly recites the evening's dinner specials as part of his vocation, yeah, it might be time to get a new lawyer. No, these are two professions that really should never be joined. I'm just saying it might be odd to hear your waiter say that in addition to recommending the prime rib, you should really consider a prenuptial agreement. I don't care that they are both excellent choices. You don't want to hear that coming from your waiter. All right, if your lawyer is also your Uber driver, it might be time to get a new lawyer. You don't want your Uber driver turning to you after an auto accident saying, "Hey, here's my card. I can help you sue myself. I have great references." No, that's not a good look. The next one touches on, I think, a pretty sore subject. Here you go. If your lawyer has a tip jar on the receptionist's desk, it might be time to get a new lawyer. This is especially true if it contains only coins. No, things are not going well. Seriously, what is up with tip jars? It's out of control. I get tipping your waiter. You want to encourage them to actually do their job. That makes sense. That's why I have no problem with bribing public officials. It's really just like tipping. You want to encourage them to do their job. But it's gotten out of control. I went to the coffee shop the other day. I went to the counter and ordered black coffee. The barista gave me an empty cup for me to fill myself and then asked me if I wanted to leave a tip. For what? You handed me an empty cup at the counter. Do I now need to leave the person who rings me up at the grocery store a little something extra? I just don't get it. Enough is enough. So your waiter who brings you food and waits on you, yes, you can tip the waiter. Politicians, of course, it's the American way. But a lawyer, no. If you see a tip jar, just move on. I know many of you have thought about this next one, so here it is. If your lawyer's advertisements contain flying animals, rodents, or any other type of vermin, it might be time to get a new lawyer. I have seen ads for the Law Hawk, Tarzan, the Lawman, and Legal Eagle. If your lawyer's advertisements could double as an ad for a pest or rodent exterminator, wait, actually, that's not a bad idea. Well, nonetheless, let's move on here to my next one. Now, if you wait to see your lawyer until you find his coupon in the local newspaper, it might be time to get a new lawyer. I am just suggesting that there are some purchases you might not want to make if the business is in the habit of accepting coupons. LASIK eye surgery comes to mind. Do you really want the doctor who will be pointing a laser beam into the pupils of your eyes being the same kind of doctor who runs Double Coupon Tuesdays? I'm just saying you might want to follow that same train of thought when hiring an attorney. If after watching Big Brother, you immediately think your attorney would make the ideal subject for a reality TV series called Attorneys Gone Wild, it might be time to get a new lawyer. Jill, you've got to see this idiot. He is ingesting a gross concoction of insects and mucus and excrement. Do you know who he reminds me of? Our attorney. Yes, this is not a good look for you. All right, how about this? If you ask for your lawyer's email address and he gives you a blank stare, yeah, it might be time to get a new lawyer. You don't want your lawyer asking you, now, where is this internet place you keep talking about? Yeah, not a good sign. On a related note, if your lawyer advertises in the Yellow Pages, that's not a sign of a booming legal practice. Would you want a client who had never heard of Google? The billable hour would have to be doubled for pain and suffering for the attorney. Nope, not me. I am moving on. All right. If your lawyer gets alligator arms at Denny's during your client meeting, it might be time to get a new lawyer. Now, some of you didn't make it past Denny's. You would be a restaurant snob. The actual rule here pertains to the alligator arms and not the choice of restaurants. Who does not love the Grand Slam breakfast? Well, this same rule applies to a friend with who habitually uses the restroom right about the time the check arrives. Time to get a new friend. If your lawyer's secretary wears a shirt at work that says, "I'm with stupid," it might be time to get a new lawyer. Now, while every legal secretary thinks those thoughts, if you see this shirt, it is a cry for help. Save yourself, take the hit, and run, Forrest, run. If you see your lawyer at the casino and you know he just received your retainer check an hour ago, it might be time to get a new lawyer. Here's an ad slogan you should never hear coming from an attorney. Casino lawyer, our jury's payouts are looser than Harrah's slots. Yeah, not a good sign. I'm not sure the bar would approve that ad. If your lawyer has ever asked to touch your breasts and you're a guy, it's time to get a new lawyer and a personal trainer while you're at it. All right, moving on here. If your lawyer asks you to make two copies of everything in case he loses his, yeah, get a new lawyer. Run, run. That is not a good sign. But I got to admit, guilty as charged. And that would be one of the reasons why I get paid to make lawyers laugh rather than dealing with clients. Last but not least, my favorite, if your lawyer's hearing and your hearing are on the same day, it might be time to get a new lawyer. Hey, 2 p.m. on Tuesday, how convenient. That's the same time as my DUI hearing. No, just run. That is not a good sign. All right, well, this PSA is not an exhaustive list. I want to hear from you. Go to our website, comedianoflaw.com, or our Facebook page, Comedian of Law. You know how to search that. The links are below if you do not know how, and give us your thoughts. If you know of a situation that demands a person find a new counsel, it is your civic duty to warn the others. Thank you so much for listening, and tune in to our next Debriefing of the Law podcast.